Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is August the 16th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Jeremiah chapters 28 to 30. Let's boldly approach the throne of God today. We read in Jeremiah chapter 30 verses 21 and 22 like this. Then I will cause him to draw near and he shall approach me, for who is this who pledged his heart to approach me? Says the Lord, you shall be my people and I will be your God. Here the prophet Jeremiah looks forward to the restoration of Israel's special relationship with Jehovah God, who had always longed to be near to his people. The beginning pages of the Bible reveal that God had a close proximity with the man and woman he created in the Garden of Eden. However, due to sin, the relationship between God and humans was broken, resulting with the man being driven off from the Garden of Eden. Further, sin by humankind caused God to exclaim, "My spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh." However, God's desire to dwell among his people persisted when he got the Israelites to build the tabernacle in the wilderness, and that was located in the midst of their camp, and thereafter got David and Solomon to build for him a temple in Jerusalem, in both instances where his presence would stay in the Holy of Holies. The high priest was only allowed to approach God's presence on the Day of Atonement once a year, and a thick veil separated the Holy of Holies from the holy place as it shielded the holy God from the sinful man. As our high priest, our Lord Jesus offered the price of sin through his own blood, that we read in Hebrews chapter 9 verse 7 like this. But only the high priest entered the inner room, and that only once a year, and never without blood, which he offered for himself and for the sins the people had committed in ignorance. When Jesus died, the temple veil was torn from top to bottom, thus opening the access to us to enter God's presence. We can now boldly enter into God's presence. Let's not hesitate any longer, but boldly approach the throne of God today. As we read in Hebrews chapter 4 verses 14 to 16 like this. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.